Welcome to Money Tips by Charles Kelly, author of Yes, Money Can Buy You Happiness. Charles spent over 25 years in financial services, working for banks, insurance companies, and as a qualified independent financial advisor running his practice, before setting up his speaking, consultancy, and property business. Money Tips will help you save, make, and accumulate more money, whether you are a business owner, entrepreneur, employee, or still searching for your vocation.
Hi, this is Charles Kelly, Money Tips. Starting this month, each day I'm going to be recording a short daily money tip for the next 365 days. I'm calling it Money Tips 365. You'll obviously be able to find these tips wherever you listen to your podcast. I've got it on iTunes, Spotify, etc. But in addition to that, I'm going to be recording a video for my YouTube channel, Charles Kelly Money Tips Podcast. Now, some of you may want more detail, more in-depth and exclusive content. So I will be producing a more detailed money tip for my paid supporter subscribers, which you can find on Spotify. And for that, I charge $4.99 per month. And for that, you would get exclusive content, more in-depth studies to what I'm talking about. And that is for my Money Tips supporters. So please join me there. And I'll put a link up and you can register for that on my Spotify channel. Okay, let's hit off with day one. The first money tip is live within your means. Now, it sounds a bit obvious, doesn't it? But the fastest way to go broke is to spend money you don't have, buying things you don't need, to impress people you don't like, and people who don't give a damn about you anyway, okay? Look, I get it. We live in a consumer-led economy where big business and the government are driving us and need us to spend money in order to grow the GDP. Much of our GDP is dependent on spending. You know, when Japan was in recession for many years, and I think they still are, their population are big savers, and they were trying to get them to spend money. So they said, you need to spend money to grow this economy. Look, but that doesn't mean you've got to keep spending money you don't have. Of course, we've got to spend money, and we all do. And I'm not saying never spend a penny, but you've got to have a balance here. Now, even the stars are falling into this trap. When the singer Rihanna almost went bankrupt after earning, let's face it, millions. She was a worldwide superstar, and then spending it all. She actually went to sue her financial advisor, and the financial advisor responded, "Was it really necessary to tell her that if you spend money on things, you'll end up with things and not the money?" Well, I think in her case, yes, it was. Now, there's lots of stars that have earned millions. And I'm thinking about Mike Tyson, Tony Braxton, who ended up bankrupt. Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley were all, you know, down to their last million or so after earning hundreds of millions. And the message here is that if you don't live within your means, no matter how much you're earning, and if you don't live within those means and start saving, you'll always be short of money or broke.
Thank you for listening to Money Tips. For more tips and information, visit moneytipsdaily.com. The information given in this podcast is for your entertainment and should not be construed as financial advice. As always, take independent financial advice before making any investment decisions.